This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Very, very different to all the previous ones. The World Economic Forum, along with the United Nations, along with the International Monetary Fund, and along with any number of prominent globalist organizations and powerful individuals, including Prince Charles, together have jointly promised that the 2021 World Economic Forum will be used to introduce, via a vast network of connected big tech corporations, online activist movements and compliant local and national governments, something they call the Great Reset. It is a global commitment they have made to use the panic and fear generated by the coronavirus as a means to reshape all our economies and laws and move to a new form of capitalism that focuses on net zero emissions.
And this is real evil we're facing. And so folks need to understand that it's coming in to shut everything down. There's a global revolution against the New World Order. Globalism is a consortium of corporations that do not want free market. They want fascist monopoly to carry out eugenics.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Australia's vaccine regulator says it's investigating reports of deaths among elderly patients in Norway who have received the Pfizer jab.
I call them globalists because they call themselves globalists starting in the 70s of Victor Brzezinski. Globalists believes in global government, not international man and libertarianism, and you can travel and live wherever you want, and there's standardized systems. I'm all for that as long as it's free market, and as long as people agree to it and it's not authoritarian. But the Great Reset and saying you're not essential and shutting down small businesses and coming with forced inoculations and all of this is authoritarian globalism. Technocracy in their own words.
One of the features of this fourth industrial revolution is that it doesn't change what we are doing, but it changes us.
This is criminal what's happening. And this is all the Great Reset. This is all the UN world government takeover. This is 21st century war. And these are the guys that say we can't have national borders. And that we got to take migrants, quote, into our homes.
Outnumbered and facing thousands of people determined to enter Guatemala. It doesn't take long for these Hondurans to push through the lines of soldiers at Guatemala's eastern Amora border and press on. Their aim, to reach the United States. Many were held up after not presenting IDs or asked for proof of a negative coronavirus test before entering. But many ignored the formal crossing, instead illegally breaching the border nearby.
We've all got to have COVID passports to travel even inside the country and not even start your car. That's where all this is going. It's all being announced. It's insane. Wow. We have Jack Dorsey caught secretly by Project Veritas communicating what he believes the top executives at Twitter.
We are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account. And it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks, and go on beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real-world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon.
We've got the Mexican president coming out and saying he's going to lead a global movement. Trump should have done this to stop big tech from abusing the people and censoring everyone. And that this is a criminal combine that is one of the greatest dangers the world's ever seen. That's what Ted Cruz says, too. I'm just thanking God every day that I'm not them and not involved in the incredible evil they're involved in. Because these are enslaved, demonically controlled people. My friend, thank you so much for joining us. That's the most important video we put out in a long time. That's why I've aired it last night and today. It's titled The Great Reset Button Has Been Pushed. It's at man.video. You might want to share it. I'm Alex Jones, and we are 48 hours exactly out from the communist Chinese dictator being installed. Official martial law will then follow. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20 to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, my friends, you can certainly enjoy the silence of the record number of Christians killed last year worldwide, up 60% from the previous year. And in the last decade, there's been a doubling total in the killing of Christians. And so now you notice it's becoming logarithmic, exponential. So you'll have more Christians dying in the next couple of years than died in the previous 10. That's just a little example of what's really happening. The millions of dead, real people, but you're not going to hear them personalized. You're not going to see their faces. You're not going to be told why they're being exterminated with extreme pleasure or why the UN targets Christians everywhere it can in the world, killing millions of them in Africa alone. Because after all, I mean, CNN fights Nazis, right? Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker, they're nice guys. They're going to take good care of you and your family. Enjoy the silence as Parler's been shut down. Now they want Telegraph shut down. They want everything shut down. They say because 25 million people that were kicked off of Twitter in the last few weeks have gone to this other website in just the last 24 hours, so we can't allow that. And they're all going to band.video. They're going to Infowars.com. And we can't let the evil white supremacists exist. And once you agree to not letting white supremacists exist, that basically aren't many of, well, then nobody else has any rights either. See how that works? Parler's fired back up on much smaller servers. It's having a lot of problems. But this is the crippling process we've had to go through just to keep Infowars on air as well the last few years. So we've already been through it. It's ongoing every day, and it is you and your word of mouth, but your financial support that keeps us in the position. Millions and millions and millions of dollars extra spent just because of the censorship, just because of what we've had to build and infrastructure-wise, and just all sorts of, let's just say this, arduous passages that others don't have to take. But it has made us a little bit stronger, like the mountain goat. All right, let me tell you what's going on today. Most epic ever. Each day just gets more insane as we accelerate into the quickening, into the singularity of evil, as the world opens up and becomes a public abode of demons or really nasty entities that don't like humanity very much, like the Bible told us. Like Depeche Mode, I just played a clip of. They say John the Revelator, he's a smooth operator, and they say he's a scammer, and he stole his religion from the Muslims. Even though Muslims didn't exist for 400 years after Christianity. But why are they attacking John the Revelator? Well, because he told you everything was going to happen 2,000 years ago. I mean, I just told you 25, 26 years ago before it happened. John the Revelator told you a couple thousand years before. Oh, and Daniel, what was that, 3,000 years ago? I mean, I can just keep going back for you if you'd like me to, but it's here. exactly what they warned of specifically. And your churches aren't going to tell you. They're going to have QR codes to check in at the church, and they're going to tell you take your vaccines. And here's some of the news on that front. French workers angrily reject social distancing collars that track and trace and control you. They're already putting them in as wristbands in Singapore and communist China and other areas, but there's something about being around the neck that people really get they're a slave. So that's all coming up. And then I found a Homeland Security report we first reported on 12 years ago, how they were looking at making you wear shock bracelets and necklaces then, everyone to get on a plane. They said, yeah, we want to make everybody wear a shock necklace. And folks said, that won't fly. But see, if you call it a COVID necklace, well, then of course you must. And you're not allowed to criticize anything COVID-related from the UN. It's our boss. And just like that, we're inside the New World Order. So that's a big stack. That's just one of the articles I've got from InfoWars.com. And I've got the local newscast in France, how wonderful it is and how, well, don't worry, adults are having problems with it, but children are going to be made to all wear it in France. And CNN said in two articles last year that it'll be just like wearing a seatbelt. Everyone will permanently wear a mask, and you will permanently take whatever vaccines they say, whenever they say. And you will permanently 6 feet distance because you'll put up with it. And now folks are getting the COVID vaccine and then still being told, oh, still got to wear a mask, still got to take COVID tests. It never ends. There's no way out except saying no. And finally, that's starting to happen in Italy and other areas where tens of thousands of restaurants are declaring themselves as a union in solidarity and saying, we are all going to say no, you can't enforce against all of us. But once they have you all in a digital currency and a digital banking system, they will be able to, just like New Jersey, where they tried to bankrupt that big, successful gym, and they were starting to win in court, so the state just seized $150,000, every dime the company had to pay payroll and to pay for the bill on the building and to pay for the insurance. They barely had enough money to stay open, and now they're going to have to close, but they're starting to get cash donations. And all they got to do is call themselves a church or BLM, then they'll be protected under the First Amendment. And all of us should say, we're part of the Church of Freedom. In fact, I really think I'm going to incorporate a church. All I got to do is believe in freedom and a pro-human future, and you can be part of it. And it's what I believe, because I need to get back to the real power of the Republic in the First Amendment, because that's where it all is. And hell, I'm a preacher anyways, as everybody knows. So, yeah, I intend to do that. I didn't move on that very, very quickly. Remember, under Obama, they wouldn't even let conservatives set up 501c3s or set up churches. Well, under the First Amendment, I don't even need that. But again, we have to get back to that, folks. We have to come out of the system. We have to become self-sufficient. We have to stop being domesticated. And when I'm telling you that, I'm telling myself that. If you got to work in the city, you better get yourself a shack you stay in, and then you get yourself a piece of property somewhere where you can grow and limits assistance area, and hopefully get some good neighbors, because that's the only value there's going to be in the future, because everything is a giant vice grip coming in to squeeze us around the neck. Now, we've got so much news. We've got the giant UN-funded caravans that are way more than 7,000 smashing through Guatemala's defenses on their way here. The first salvo, as soon as the UN knew they had Joe Biden in. Trump had cut off Guatemala's money until they stopped it. But now Biden's going to actually pay them to build refugee centers in Guatemala to move in not hundreds of thousands, but millions. It is all being announced. Then the UN will control them. They will vote Democrat. They will be given universal income. They're building all these giant, tiny coffin apartments for the third world that's coming here to be exploited and for your wages to be dropped. It's incredible. The post-human future is here. We told you once they had the COVID lockdowns, it would implode the third world. And in the local newscast and on the Sky TV newscast and on the London Guardian BBC newscast, they go, oh, yeah, COVID lockdowns totally collapsed the third world from Africa to Latin America to Asia, and they're all coming here now. And they've also in the Caribbean said no tourism allowed now for 10, 12 months. And so those people are all going to the mainland to get here as well because they just don't have a job. See how it works? But the average yuppie wears their little mask and feels all good. And, oh, it's just for 15 days. Oh, it's just for 2 months. It's just for a year. It's just for 2 years. It's just forever. because it's the little diaper you wear over your face because you're good and under the stress. You go into Stockholm Syndrome control. It's all coming up. But first, when we come back, we have the bona fides. We have the ironclad proof. They're not even hiding it because the official story is cemented. Trump's gone and the martial law moves forward. We have the total, absolute, complete proof of it all. The deep state used the Boogaloos and Antifa, Boogaloos posing as Proud Boys, we now know exactly the names, to break in, they're bragging about it, to launch the attack, then to exfiltrate, to leave. The media focused in on the few events that happened that were bad, made the whole crowd look bad, and launched it so they can then, wait for it, blame the U.S. military. I told you that when they started announcing the military was the enemy, that's when you would know the Orwellian purge plan. And now it's official. Fox News. FBI believes the military is the main enemy. This is the communist Chinese takeover. This is hell on earth.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Once great republic, you can definitely put on the tombstone the United States of America, born July 4th, 1776, died of treason, died of infiltration, died of Satanism, January 21st, the year 2020. But here's the good news. People, unless they're Jesus Christ or Lazarus, are not resurrected from the dead. But countries can be, though it is very rare. Okay. But just as Winston Churchill in the darkest hours of the Blitz against the Nazis said, I do not come to you with a bunch of lies and telling everything's going to be fine. I come to you with sweat and pain and toil and death. But I tell you this, if we fight, if we're strong, we will come through this better than being slaves and what Hitler has planned for us. And it was true. So people say, man, your show is dark. Well, what I say comes true. What the Q people tell you is trust the plan. And let me tell you, you watch in 47 and a half hours, they're going to march that skeleton up on that scaffolding. You remember I said, they said they won't be on that scaffolding? I said it 50 times. I said, they're lying, so no one's out there, so there's not a protest. They're going to put a fence up around it. See, the archivist could find that from like a month ago. And they're going to lock it down. He wants to stand up there and piss on America. He'll bring Hunter up there in front of everybody as well, the Chinese spy. The pedophile, to rub it in. It's about rubbing it in and making you give up. And Trump said have a big demonstration. We did. The Capitol Police stood down. It's not our fault. A handful of people, boogaloos, posing as Proud Boys, and well-meaning Q people that thought they were liberating the Capitol. They were peaceful. But the boogaloos were violent, along with Antifa were violent. They broke in. They got in. And the rest is history. They called it as bad as Pearl Harbor, an insurrection, all this ridiculous crap. But now it's confirmed. It's Operation Trust 2.0. We'll tell you more about this segment and next. Everything the globalists do is a rerun of the Bolshevik Revolution. Because it worked in Russia. It worked in China. It worked in Vietnam. It worked in North Korea. It worked in Cuba. It worked in Venezuela. Would you like me to keep going on how it worked here? How it worked there. And it all came out of the sickening occultic left in New York City and London, England on record. The U.S. sent over 100,000 Russian immigrants to invade in 1917 with Joe Stalin and V.I. Lenin. And then they butchered millions of Christians with exceptional deliciousness. They really like it. And Lenin said, I'm here to kill Christians. That's why we took over. Hail Satan. More blood, more death. They're not atheists. They're devil worshipers. And they're out in the open about that now. So that's who we got a real infestation of, folks. This is what we did to Russia coming home to roost. They're just so pissed that Putin's halfway pulled away from these folks. By the way, the average Russian knows all this. Alexander Solzhenitsyn told them all about it. So, what did I tell you last week? I said they're next going to say the military can't be trusted. It must be vetted by the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And sure as the sun came up this morning, Fox News, FBI vetting National Guard troops in D.C. amid fears of insider attack, using databases provided by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL to see if they're pro-Trump. And if they're pro-Trump or pro-America, they can't be trusted. This is the drumming out of the patriots. And then, of course, they'll lead opposition under Operation Trust 2.0 of secret societies in the military that will call for an overthrow of Biden, and then they'll start purging the military and arresting the military, because that's the real final target, is taking over the military. They've already taken over everything else. The media, online, the churches, the universities, the banks, everything. The families. America is fallen. Let's be honest that we're fallen, so we can wake up and take everything the enemy says and do the opposite. Don't shop with the globalists, don't support the globalists, have nothing to do with them, and withdraw completely and realize you are actually occupied. They don't want you to do that. They want you to sit here and see the military and see martial law, because you're a bad American and it's there for you, when they stage this false flag. And then the whole thing is really to then turn back in on our own military, because it's Operation Trust. And that's why Q, run by these folks, went in and told the military is in control. You must worship it. It's going to do the right thing. Don't worry. You can be passive. It was a pacification operation. That's what Julian Assange said. Oh, but you can't trust him, of course. You can trust a magical person, though, over there, and trust the plan. So I'm done going on the Q thing, because that's a lot of well-meaning people that we're covering. People are like, well, don't you believe Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile? Yeah, I talked about it 15 years ago. All of this was real stuff, but just that Q was in control and everything was fine and trust the plan, and then sprinkling in dates that came not true on purpose to discredit everything else we were doing and that you were doing. It was a way to lead the opposition. And now the Boogaloo Boys, I'm going to show you, are publicly allowed on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, saying they did the Capitol, they attacked, they did it all. And they were allowed to go in and allowed to leave because the police ordered to stand down. So they could then set up. So they could then set up the few Q people. That was mainly who did it. You see all the shirts, all the photos. They're just all friendly. Hey, man, how's it going? Hey, whoa, hey, don't stop me violent. Hey, officer, appreciate you. Take a selfie. But the Antifa and Boogaloos weren't. They were attacking. And they wear rainbow flags. They wear Antifa shirts. They are Antifa. They are Antifa. And the few that got arrested have been released without charge, even on their own video, saying, we are going to burn this place down. I'm going to show you all of it. In Austin, they were up there giving Antifa speeches, basically promoting Marxism and saying, join the Second American Revolution, join the Second Amendment, and trying to recruit people. But wait till I show you the photos I've got. I forgot to send them to the crew. These people look like mutants from Mars or something. I mean, you just see them and you go, oh my God, that's Antifa. Then you listen to their speeches, that's who they are. So it's all coming up, folks. And then are there some boogaloos that are real folks, accelerationists that get sucked in? Yeah. But the guys all wearing the mask, those are FBI informants and FBI HRT leading you right into hell. And their main target is the U.S. military. That's their number one enemy. President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off. The internet, they're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band on Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods, high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you?
Again, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand something. We now know exactly what's going on. And it's important people understand this is not just another radio show, not just another TV show, or not just some conspiracy person that covers UFOs or things like that. I actually study and immerse myself in what's going on. I'm not just on the air. I'm not just reading and researching or talking to a wide spectrum of individuals, but I'm also in the field. And I also grew up around people that were involved in a lot of things. And when I tell you this is going on, this is what's going on. I told you a week and a half ago when they staged this false flag in D.C. that I wasn't sure what happened. I was there, but I had limited perspective in the middle of the crowd, in the middle of people arriving. Within the 24 hours, I had a good understanding. I had an excellent understanding, but I wasn't 100% sure. I'm 100% sure who did this now. I'm going to show you a stack of articles where they even admit it all. It's all right there. A coordinated, organized group did this. The feds wanted to go down that path, and suddenly the U.S. attorney goes, oh, we're not looking at that now. No, no, no. No organized. Nothing was organized. No. Because it was organized by them. I don't think the U.S. attorney, obviously, that guy. But, I mean, up the chain, this was done by really evil people at the CIA and the Pentagon who know they're going to go to robot forces soon and need to now spike and phase out the human element. So humet's being removed. And so the globalist AI system is the enemy that is parasitically sucking the U.S. dry. And there's only a competition with globalists about who gets the AI takeover. Will it be China's AI or the U.S. AI? But it's Satan's plan that it's really all the same AI. Lord of the Rings allegory. 10 rings given to 10 kings of the earth who above all seek power. It's a Christian allegory. Tolkien said this about what he experienced. A super high level a professor at the highest levels of the insider knowledge. And so 10 rings are given to 10 kings for power. But when they take the power, they actually become enslaved. And there's one secret ring that controls them all. That's Satan. That's the spiritual element. So, got chills. Let's go over it. FBI vetting National Guard troops in D.C. amid fears of insider attack. Fox News, you just can't trust that military. Because, again, the Q thing is the secret military going to overthrow Trump, going to overthrow Biden coming up on the 20th. But really, it's the overthrow of Trump, who was really elected by a landslide. It's the overthrow of America. And it's a military dictatorship being brought in. But the real purge is going to be of the military, just like they did in Russia, just like they did in China, just like they did in Guatemala, just like they did in Venezuela, just like they did in Cuba, in North Korea. And they will then control the opposition through boogaloos and others. And they will then recruit people in who think they're in the opposition so they can imprison them. Absolutely insane. And the Q people will go to these events believing they're there to save the country, and they'll be the people that are actually arrested while they let the convicted terrorists and other people that were there who were arrested go. Let's go over it. FBI vetting National Guard troops in D.C. amid fears of insider attack. COVID concerns, razor wire, and no Trump, an inauguration like no other. Now, this is the key article from ZeroHedge.com. I've had it added to the live show feed of the show today under the feed of the broadcast dealing with the death of America. We have this article posted. It has all the tweets and all the videos showing the boogaloos with their rainbow flags and their tropical shirts saying, we are with BLM, we are for violence. And then you can see the military HRT types. You never see their faces. Next to just totally low IQ, 75 IQ idiots they've recruited, and they're just waiting to try to trick them into violence as accelerationists to clamp down on the country. So this is just how gangs use the low-level gang members. It's the exact same psychology. They've all been promised immunity, you name it. Armed protests begin to arrive at state capitals around the nation. And notice, COVID was a mastermind program to take over the banking, to take over the digital tracking, to take over total control, to make you stay in your house, to say you're not essential. But also during the period of the global revolution, everyone's wearing masks. Usually someone wearing a mask you know is the bad guy because they're hiding what they're doing and they're doing something nefarious. But now they can all wear their mask because you're supposed to. You see how it's all supercomputered, but there's a little something extra there, a master intelligence that's not a supercomputer, if you know what I mean. Old scratch. So, armed protesters begin to arrive at state capitals around the nation. They hate Trump, but they want civil war to demonize the Second Amendment to be the trigger for the total breakdown. They saw our Virginia rally last January, 40, 50,000 people peacefully, black, white, old, young, together under freedom. It scared the hell out of the globalists. Another reason they triggered this whole operation. They know we were successfully healing the nation and getting self-defense positioned again and causing a great unification and a great awakening via the great realignment. That article's been reposted with all the photos, all the videos at InfoWars.com. It's so key. FBI arrest hardcore anti-the leftists for planning to attack Florida State Capitol. You got to go look at this guy. Pull up this article, guys. I'm going to show this guy's face. Now, this is the idiot. The big, tough guys that are in good shape with their faces all covered and their uniforms all perfect are the Boogaloo leaders. But the little meth head guys and the you know, fat boys and all the rest of them, the video game LARPing players, they're like Q people. They just believe that they're there. They're going to carry out this big, glorious attack, and they're going to kill the military and kill the police. They're just meant to usher in the crisis. Can we pull this article up, please? Look at him. They all have that same look. You know mama left him in a crib 20 hours a day. You know his brain's a third the size of it should be. I'm not being mean here. And he wants to be a man. He wants to be tough, and he's totally programmed, and now he's in federal custody. That's who the feds, shame on them, set up. What a nasty creature. Continuing. Oh, did you notice the issue with the news about an insider attack on Inauguration Day? Town Hall saying it. Yeah, we were told it was an inside attack, but now Town Hall says, why have they gone away from that? Oh, because it shows that Trump didn't want this to happen. Of course Trump didn't want to get violent. It was a show that America's awake, and then to show that he can get big numbers. That's why I like the idea of it, to say that we're not going to stand for fraud, and we want an investigation in Congress. That was the open stated aim. With Trump, you always know he's very, very transparent. But they're going to say, why did this happen? Because it makes Trump look good if somebody else organized it. But that's not the issue. Who organized it? The Boogaloos are in the Zero Hedge article. The leaders bragging that they've come, that they work with BLM that has $10.6 billion and George Soros, and they hate Trump, and that they hate conservatives, but they want a violent revolution now. They're just communists calling themselves Boogaloos. But how do you get regular military and FBI and ADL troops and the rest of them into a group? You cover your faces, you call yourselves Boogaloos, and now you can lead it. True terrorist organization. And they're stated that. But see, they're above the law. Look at this article. John Sullivan, father's a top general, released conditionally without bail by a Utah federal judge after he's done these attacks over and over again before. They say he leads them all. Hundreds of rioters destroyed property, set fires during Trump's 2017 inauguration, and all charges were dropped, including Senator Kaine's son, because they have a get-out-of-jail-free card. Twitter bans Trump. But left-wing activists charged in Capitol riots still active on platform. They're talking about their little darling, the feds just released John Sullivan. You see how it works? In a communist revolution, their forces pose as the opposition under Operations Trust and others. And then they never get in trouble or arrested, or they get released, and you go to prison for nothing. This is how they're going to do it. They're not coming. They're here. Meanwhile, homeless people set a tent on fire on accident, so they locked the whole Capitol down. Everybody ran screaming in all directions like cockroaches. This is the mind control we're under, as America is now on its knees, shaking in its boots, afraid of its own shadow, being politically correct. And all that's going to give you is total depression, forced inoculation, and death. And I know you want it, so you're going to...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Forgot Alex Jones here back live. One of our great listeners and contributors to the show, I'll leave it at that since she isn't incriminated against, went down the supposed right wing uprising to overthrow the Capitol, and it was literal Antifa all looking like meth head child molesters. I'm not saying they're meth heads or child molesters, I'm just saying that you wait till I show the people next hour. I mean, they look like if you were casting for there was a giant nuclear war that killed 98% of human life. But 400 years later, a new mutant race emerged. And I'm going to show you these people. And they're literally like spouting, we're with BLM, overthrow the government, blow everything up, we're with Trump. Because they're so dumb, they're sent out there as leftists to do this and say that they're with the patriots. And the news is like, look at right-wing extremists. They've got like rainbow flags on. It's all next level. It's coming up next hour. Greg Reese and some of our other team members are on top of a rooftop that we've rented nearby there to cover the inauguration. And you can see the armored fortress that they have built around the once quasi-free Capitol. And you can see the stage built there for Biden to perch atop. Maybe get the guys to zoom in a little bit, then I'll go to them in a few minutes. But we're going to be talking to Greg Reese here in a second. But understand, we need to put quick, easy, compact special reports together. They're like 5-10 minutes long. We will today. We'll post a Band.op video that you can share, so it's not just this four-hour show, where we have the names of the Boogaloos, we have them admitting they went into the Capitol violently, that they led the insurrection, and then you look at them, and it's obvious real paramilitary professionals that look better than the regular military, totally covered up with a bunch of mental patients. And yeah, show the next clip when the guys with their faces totally covered leading these people. This is a takeover. These guys all have PhDs in psychology and stuff, and sociology. And yeah, it's not these guys. You showed some of them earlier with their faces totally covered in their military outfits. But yeah, this is a giant honeypot operation. And then the media says the Boogaloos are with Trump, even though they're not. And then if they ever talk out of school, it's all Marxist-Leninist crap. I have photos of them with the arm patches, with it all. Yeah, that's not it. We've already shown this a bunch. You showed it earlier, an earlier segment. Just don't show anymore until you find it. It's fine. It's a bunch of people in full camo with their faces covered as well. Okay, and they're dressed right, and they're in shape, and they've got a bunch of what looks like mutants around them, okay? That's what I'm talking about, but it's fine. The crew's doing a great job. It's a TV show, so I'm directing it from the chair, so it's a little weird. Nobody else does it like this. And so then I'm just telling them what I want live on air, and it's just, they're not telepathic, so it's not their fault. But it doesn't matter. The videos are in the Zero Hedge article that if you go to the live show feed, we put that up, the live show feed article of the show today, Zero Hedge has done the best job showing you these groups. They don't point out that the Boogaloos are leftist and want to start a war and are with the George Soros-funded BLM, but that is all a fact. And we have the same group here in Austin, not even calling themselves Boogaloos. Can we show the live feed of the show? It's an article here. I'll pull it up. No problem. I'll do it. No problem. I have to do it myself. Let me see. All righty then. And we will go through the live show feed. Ron Paul, the unwelcome return of the real purveyors of violence. Twitter. Yeah, there it is. It's official. The United States of America no longer exists and is in an occupied vassal state. Watch live. And again, I don't want to be negative like that. I don't want to sit there and tell you this kind of stuff. But do you understand why I'm so pissed off right now and about to start screaming? I have a stack of news articles and quotes and videos from the people saying they attacked the Capitol, saying they did it to set up Trump. I have the name of the guy that's been caught everywhere doing it, being released by a federal judge, bragging he came with 100 Antifa to set us up. The police stood down. They did this. A few coup people followed in and did absolutely nothing wrong except take a couple pieces of mail or sit in the Speaker of the House or the leader of the Senate, Mike Pence's chair. And I'm not saying do that, but they got totally led into it. Like, let's play that clip of the Q Shaman. This is the video you'll be seeing all over Tucker Carlson tonight. The Q Shaman marching in, and they're having a little bit of a celebration, and one guy's been shot in the face by a rubber bullet. The only violence is against them. And the cop's like, hey, can you take your feet off the coffee table, basically? You're in a sacred house of these globalist devils. Here's the video.
Hey, man. Glad to see you guys. You guys are fucking patriots. Look at this guy. He's got covered in blood. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
You good, sir? Do you need medical attention?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
I got shot in the face with some kind of plastic bullet.
Any chance I could get you guys to leave the Senate wing?
We will. I've been making sure they ain't disrespecting the place.
Okay. Just let you guys know, this is like the sacredest place.
The sacredest place, where Chucky Schumer and all those hunchback devil worshippers walk around. So, it's a perfect dichotomy. You have Antifa leading the attack. They got there before Trump even began speaking. Riot police come out to face them. Then Antifa attacks cops and then retreats into the crowd to try to trick the crowd, which is in the 2015 documents we got from Maryland. Headline, Obama planned martial law using Antifa in Maryland. And it all is how they tried to trigger black crowds. Well, this is the same thing. The news says, oh, my God, an innocent black man got killed. Go out and riot. A couple hundred black folks show up. Antifa starts burning things. Black people get the blame. So Antifa leads the attack. Boogaloos go in, help break in. Brag they've done the whole thing online. They don't get in trouble. But Q Shaman and the rest of the folks believing that they were there to, and that the storm was here and they were acting for the president, they just sat back and relaxed because you got the president. Trust the plan. As we one go, we all go. See, they didn't do anything wrong. They just meant well and were delusional. But they're the ones that will go to federal prison now. Not all the organizers, not the people that said burn it down, not the ones that handed out clubs on video. No, some FBI did their job and arrested them. But as soon as they get in front of a federal judge, you may go free, my son. Well done, Lord Vader. See how it works? And then it goes on. They say a prayer, and then they leave. That video's on InfoWars.com. They say a prayer, and then they leave. But see, you see hundreds of thousands of people like I did. I'm told that they're attacking inside. I thought hundreds of thousands were. No, maybe 150. I've watched all the footage that's been released. That's why most people walked within the velvet ropes. Let's cut back for a moment of our rooftop vantage of the Capitol and the throne area that has been, that's a live feed. We have a live cam feed, by the way, at band.video in the martial law inauguration section where they're posting all of the videos. So be sure and follow all that at band.video. And then I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to settle down because I'm very, very upset. I'm going to start the next hour, and I'm going to walk all through this very judiciously. And then the dog collars you're going to wear and the shock collars you're going to wear that are being announced to make sure you COVID comply. I'm not joking. The forced inoculations are now saying we're going to give you 5, 10, 20 shots. It doesn't matter if you die. Hundreds dead now, confirmed. They're covering up thousands very sick. Total hell on earth. I mean, this is the main assault. This is the main assault. Because we killed all those babies and said they weren't human. And God said, okay, protection gone, and the globalists are going to gang rape us. So we can get back to God. And I'll just separately, if you want to keep us on air, fine. If you don't, that's fine as well. I appreciate all your support. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your support in the local stations. I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just telling you the reality of this. America better understand what's happening. Get right with God and get right back to basics, like the CEO of Goya Foods said. And you better start supporting the truth, those local radio stations that are picking us up. You better start telling folks about those, because with the censorship coming, that's all that's going to be on the air, folks. Because even if they take us off the internet, we're going to still be beaming out to those local stations, and they're going to be able to put it out on their internet for at least a while. Or they can roll over to the New World Order. That's up to them. But what we're seeing is more stations picking us up, stations taking us from nighttime to daytime, and really investing in their future, getting that rolling over to this means total destruction. This is do-or-die time, George Washington time, when it comes to information warfare. The great globalist reset is here. Get prepared while you still can. All those big 50% off deals on X2 back in stock and on all those great products that were massively discounted, Super Mel Vitality, X2, Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield X3, the liquid pure turmeric extract that's super strong, just as good as Bodies in my view. Some people like it better, some people don't. They like it as much, it's excellent, pure turmeric extract. All that 50% off, Pollen Block 25%, Alpha Power 50%, pure turmeric extract, again, selling out fast. Bodies, that's selling out. All, those are all 50% off at Pollen Box 25. They're all selling out. So I've got to have the prices go up next Sunday or Monday. Got about 6-7 days of those deals, and then they've got to go away. I want to thank you all for your support. But whatever you do, tell folks to tune in now. That's how we override the globalists. What they're doing is so criminal, so crazy. We've got a chance to beat them. But first, people got to know what's really happening and what's coming next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.